Hallöchen, Vivi hier und Leute, ich muss erstmal noch klarkommen. Ich hatte so ein inspirierendes, tolles Interview mit Freya Ridings. I'm gonna build castles from the rubble of your love, from the rubble of your love. Diese Frau hat so viel Talent, so eine besondere Stimme, die ist so schön von innen wie von außen, das werdet ihr jetzt hören. Wir haben über ihr neues Album gesprochen, das Ende Mai kommt, Mother of Pearl, und ich liebe wirklich alles daran. Dann machen wir natürlich auch noch einen kleinen Throwback, ist ja jetzt ganz in, ins Jahr 2016, denn da ist sie groß rausgekommen mit ihrer Single Castles. Und direkt am Anfang gibt's hier einen kleinen Sternzeichen-Check. Sie ist nämlich Widder, was mit mir sehr, sehr gut zusammenpasst. Das haben wir beide gemerkt im Interview. Viel Spaß beim Hören.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Freya Ridings.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having
Very
me.
Very nice to meet you. It's our first time together.
It is indeed.
And I'm really, really excited because we're going to talk about your new album. And yeah, I love
so
it already.
Excited. Oh my God, have you heard it?
I heard it. And yeah, but let's start with a little small talky thing.
Yes.
I'd like to do a zodiac check with you because I'm pretty much into zodiac signs.
I am too.
Yeah, nice. So I know you're an Aries.
I am an Aries.
And we are, girl, a good match. I'm a Gemini.
Really? You're Gemini. My
yes.
mom's a Gemini.
See?
We get on.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I love that.
So it's fire and air. It's a match
yes,
already.
Perfect match.
So I'd like to check how much of an Aries you are.
I'm quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Type A?
Pretty much. Yeah, everything okay. I see that is Aries, I'm like, mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start with the positive characteristics, of course.
Okay.
So Aries tend to be mostly very energetic, spontaneous,
yes.
always want to do something. How about you?
100%.
Okay.
100%. I'm always just like wanting to do something or go somewhere or like create something. I'm like, I mean, sometimes I do like to lie on my bed and just like, but
yes.
you know what I mean? Like when I'm doing stuff, I'd like love to do it all. Yeah.
Okay. Check.
Check.
Aries tend to be very brave, not afraid of changing things
yeah.
or like, you know. What about you? Do you like adventures and new things, like experiences?
I think so. I think like sometimes I'll talk to my mom and I'll be like, oh, like going on stage in front of this many people. Like, she's like, isn't that scary? And I'm just like, I don't think so. Like, it is a bit like, you know, you have the adrenaline and the nerves, but like, I just love like surfing those adrenaline, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, I love being brave. I really do. Yeah.
Wow. I love that. I'm not brave at all.
I
try to.
Oh, I bet you are.
Yeah, sometimes. So there are always some, I wouldn't say negative things, but Aries like
I'm pretty headstrong.
Yeah, headstrong, stubborn,
yes.
impulsive,
yes.
competitive.
Yes.
Okay, I'll
check. But it's kind of, it's nice to find people that like balance. I think because my mom is a Gemini, like she balanced me out really beautifully. And growing up, she kind of inspired me to like be true to my little fiery, redheaded, airy self. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just so grateful to her for that. Yeah.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so zodiac sign Aries is 100%.
100%.
Now we got it.
Yes.
Before we talk about the future and your upcoming album,
yeah.
I would like to do a trend with you on social media. Everyone is checking back to 2016 now. Did you saw that?
I love that trend.
Yes.
I find something so interesting about that because it does feel like 2026. There is something about 2016 that
yes.
was just like a year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
kind
a lot of.
Of
people's lives, something transformational happened in that year.
Yeah. How was life for you 10 years ago? Like,
oh my God, it was crazy. Well, basically, I got signed in 2016. So before that, I didn't do this as a job. Like, I did this because I loved it as a hobby. So for me, it was transformational in so many ways. It was, yeah, recording Lost Without You after writing it for so many years and playing it around open mic nights. So basically, it was like, it was life-changing. It was a completely life-changing year, but a real sort of like chrysalis moment where I did a lot of work in the shadows and then sort of got to come out into the light of 2017 and 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also like a really hard year as well because my mum almost had a really difficult like health scare. So it was like the highs were high, the lows were really low. And then she survived. And I think we still say like, we look back and she's like, she's had these extra 10 years with us. So that just mean
wow.
the world to me. So I find it a really special year, actually. Really
wow.
important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have that in common, actually, because 2016, my mom got a disease too.
No way.
Yes, but she didn't make it. I don't want to start sad in this interview, but
no, that's
right.
I can't even imagine.
It's all right.
In 2016.
Yes.
You lost her in 2016?
No, I lost her 2 years later, but
that was the beginning. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh my God.
No, always. Oh my God. Why do we start like that?
I feel like there's something about me. No, it's me. I think there's a lot of my music. It brings out a lot of grief in people, and like I'm truly in awe of it, but I'm also just so sorry. Yeah, that's gutting.
Don't be, it's fine now. No, it's not fine, but you know, it's years ago, so
yeah
it's getting better. How did you change, like, you in as a person, as Freya Whitings, in this 10 years? I mean, I guess a lot. But
I'd say in a lot of ways completely, like, it's almost like I'd say 360. I feel like I'm kind of back to like finding who I was. Like, it's so interesting. In some ways, I was saying, like, the confidence that you have, like, in your sort of late teens and early 20s, you're almost always trying to get back there in a weird way. Like, I feel like there was a sense of, like, I could do anything and take over the world. And I didn't know what the world really was at that point. Mm-hmm. But getting to be an artist and get to release albums and to still be doing this job 10 years later is, like, I do have to pinch myself sometimes. And just, it's an honor. It's an honor to get to do this. And I think that was the beginning of it. And it's, it was almost coming up 10 years that I've done this as my job. And it's just, it's unbelievable.
Are you a person who regrets things? Because I'm not at all. Like, I'm like, okay, everything I've done, accept. Every decision is what leads me here.
100%. I completely agree with you. I think I use regret as a kind of rocket fuel to be like, I don't want to live with regret. So I'd rather try than regret not trying, you know? And I think that's really served me well. And yeah, regrets, the idea of regret scares me so much. I'm just like, I'm just going to go for things. Give it a go.
I think it's the better way to do things.
And you're right, everything led you here. Like, even the you know, the dark moments, like the harder times, like, they got you here and they made you who you are today. And I really feel that very, very keenly at the moment, especially.
Like, even like the darkest moments in my life or our lives, like, what is what makes me now.
Exactly.
And I think it's strange to say that, but there's some positivity coming out of it, you know?
Exactly. Like,
I've changed so much in a good way because of that. I don't know if I would have changed so much when this didn't happen in my past, you know?
Exactly. Like, if you took out the bad bits, then you might not be the person you are today. Or the strength or the courage that you found in those moments built you into who you are.
I think you just grow really when you experience bad things.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So true. Yeah. Dark, but true.
Yes. So what would you like to tell, like, Freya Whitings in 2016?
Oh my God. I'm actually so in awe of her. I'm so proud of her. And I think that I was so scared, you know, when I walked into that meeting, and it was like an indie label, and I'd never had anyone sign me or anything like that. And basically I'd done a couple of meetings that hadn't gone well. And this time I was like, I'm going to actually give it my all. I'm going to say, I was like, can I play you one song? And they were like, on a stereo? And I was like, no, like, do you have a piano? I want to play you one song.
Oh.
And they were like, I mean, yeah, like, upstairs. I was like, I played one song and it was Lost Without You. And that changed everything for me. And it was like, I got signed and I had a small indie team that believed in me. And it was kind of like us against the world. And I loved it. And that was the beginning of, like, it was like all my dreams coming true. It was unreal.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm proud of her. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, you can be. Talking about Lost Without You, it was super viral as well, right?
Yeah.
Because it was in one show.
It was Love Island. Yeah, when Love Island was having its, like, first big moment.
Yeah. But
which was so
are
cool.
You fine with that? Is it cool for you? Yeah.
I think it's so cool. Okay. Like, reality TV is, like, especially, like, ones based on, like, love are, like, my favorite shows.
Yeah,
so
I wasn't watching
that series because I was, like, touring a lot. But I got a lot of messages being like, you're on Love Island. And I was like, no, I'm on tour.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, no, your song is on Love Island. I was like, oh. But I had no idea how that would affect my life. But I think it was just it was the medium that it connected with people. But to be fair, like, it was the real people and the fans and people who showed up to my shows who made that actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't one TV show, it was the people who made it happen.
I'm super much into trash TV as well. Like, right now I'm obsessed with Love is Blind.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yes.
It's so good.
I watched the German version. I mean, there are many, like, countries, right?
That. Yeah.
Love is Blind, Habibi and stuff.
I love that.
Yes.
Like, watching, like, all the, like, watching people, like, fall in love or fall out of love, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Oh.
Yes,
it's,
yes.
It's like crack to me. I love it.
Would you ever do, like blind dating? I've never done it.
I'm married.
Have you done it? Yeah.
So I think my husband might be like,
maybe not.
But I love the idea of like, especially like doing this job, I think especially when you're like working with new collaborators, like I did on this album, for me, trying to find people I actually clicked with was a bit like blind dating. And there were so many sort of bad dates leading up to it. I was like, am I ever going to find like collaborators who actually love like me for me? And then we did. And like, we like actually built a real like friendship. And you do have to kind of like love someone's soul to make music with them and for that music to actually translate. You do. And I think in the past, I've been like, no, you can work with people that you don't get on with and it's fine. Like, I'll just put up with it. And this time I was like, no, I only want to work with people that I adore. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have dinner with, that I would chat with, that I'm a friend with, you know? And I think that brings a new depth to the music. So that is a bit like dating.
Yes.
It really is.
Is there one musician that comes in mind when you're talking about this?
Oh, what, collaborating?
Yes.
Yes, there's some incredible collaborators on this album, but especially there's one called Jen DeSilvio, and she's an incredible producer out in LA, and she worked a lot on Hozier's last album.
Wow.
And I heard that album and I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. Like, I reached out and she was like, I was reaching out to you in like 2017. I was like, what? And no one told me. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm a big fan of you. So that was like, I got on the first plane out there and I was like, I've got some songs. Would you want to like record them with me? And she has incredible musicians that she works with who are almost like, you know, wizards. And I was like watching them work together. I was like, this is the coolest thing. And I think for me, a lot of these songs are so sort of like feminine based that a lot of male producers, they couldn't crack them. They couldn't bring the right energy. And she just did it in like in one. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
I was just in awe of like watching her work. And I've never got to work with a female producer in the last 10 years that I've been doing this as a job. So that for me was a real turning point of this album, finding its like its sound and its world and like its courage.
Cool. Yeah. Now I want to meet her.
Yeah, she's so cool. Yes. I love her so much. Yeah, she got me into like hot yoga as well, and she's so good at it and I'm so bad at it.
Nice.
So yeah,
how cool is that?
Yeah.
So we have a lot of web streams in the internet from Energy, and one of them is our stream of the week right now.
Nice.
It's the 2010s, like this decade, 2010 to 20,
right?
And you started there. So what would you say in this decade is maybe what does these songs have in common from this decade?
These songs or other people's songs?
Yeah, every like
every
in,
song.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a lot of music that was about on the floor. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like on the floor.
Yes.
Or like raising roofs. Like, people seem to be obsessed with rooms and floors and walls and rooms and ceilings.
Oh my God, yes. That's so 100%
people are like on the floor,
true.
Raise the roof.
Why
like,
though?
There's just something about that decade. And rooms.
All right.
I think, yes. Yeah, for me, that's what sprung to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also
houses.
Explosives, like dynamite, firework. Exploding things in rooms.
A lot going on.
A lot going on in that day.
Yes. I'm so with you. Okay.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say your music is a lot on the floor or exploding in another way, I would say.
Yeah, it's more fire.
It's more fire.
It's more
fiery
as your, than explosives. Yeah.
Yes, as your element is. So let's talk about your wonderful new album. As I said, I was really lucky enough to hear it.
This is like one of my first interviews for the album, and I'm just like, oh my God, I feel like, honestly, I've just waited so long to be able to talk about it, and it's so exciting to me.
Yeah. So as I can say, as I heard it, like, I was so inspired by it.
Really?
Like, every song made something with me in a different way.
That means so much.
But I was really there in this album for these feminist power songs.
Oh,
like
thank you.
Euphoria, Wild Horse. And Strength in Me.
Oh my God, do you like Strength in Me? Have you heard it?
Yes.
So this is the first time I've talked to someone who isn't like my family who's heard it. And I'm like, oh my God. So cool.
Yes. These are like, which were really in my mind because.
Oh yeah?
I'm in a super healthy, happy relationship,
as you are, maybe.
Yes. I hope so.
Yes.
And, but still, I get so empowered by these kind of songs when a woman, like,
it's interesting, isn't it? How you can be in a relationship, but at the same time, like, I still feel like I crave and need those songs. Like, as I was writing them, like, some of them were written over the last, like, almost three and a half years. So I feel like I've grown a lot as a woman in terms of like trying to find my confidence again. And especially, you know, in this industry, I think there's a lot of kind of subtle ways that people can undermine you. And I was trying to find my strength again. And I had a friend go through a really hard breakup, and I got to, especially in the song Euphoria, I got to kind of see, like, you know, the color come back to her face and like her find to her strength again. And it was such a brutal, raw thing to see. But I almost saw myself when I left those bad relationships, how I came back to myself and the fire I found. And I was like, I remember, like, what that strength felt like, and I needed to remind myself by making this album.
Yeah. I think kind of every woman got experienced something like this.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Like my first relationships, really, they were so shit.
Do you know what I mean? You look back and you're just like, what was that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And yeah, but I love the energy. I love this kind of angriness, yeah. You know, like taking everything back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like reclaiming like your spark and your strength. I think especially after people have doubted you to your face, it's kind of like there is like that feeling where you have to remind yourself like who you are.
Yeah.
Because you can forget and people can make you forget. And it's like, it's something that I wanted this music to like, I wanted to like power walk down the street and just like feel like I'm back to who I was before these people or this person doubted me and like hurt me. And I think it's like, yeah, there's been so many instances of that where I need it.
I think I am, and I got the feeling many of my friends as well, female friends, they are in this era, in this like feminist, we hate all men era.
But that's the interesting thing. Like, I wanted to do it without it being about hate and it being about finding your own like passion. Because I feel like when you know yourself and you're confident, no one can shake that. But if you're feeling low, like that's when the dangerous people sort of slither in. And it's kind of like reminding yourself of like your brilliance and your strength as especially as a woman, or like, you know, with female energy, I feel like it's such a powerful underestimated thing, and I love it. And I'm really close with like my mum, and a lot of this album is about like the female lineage that I've come from, my Celtic roots, and like, you know, leaning back into that ancestry.
So what would you say is the what are the differences compared to your other albums? It's your third album right now.
Oh my
now?
God, massive difference.
Yes.
I think if anything, it's almost like, it's kind of a returning to kind of almost who I was on the first album. And the fact that like, I do write a lot of these songs on my own, sat at the piano, but then also like finding collaborators who champion me for the artist that I actually am, not the artist they want me to be. Mm-hmm. That was a really big turning point. Like people who love that like cinematic kind of like gothic, but like beautiful style of music that I'm obsessed with. And I think it's like, actually taking it back to the organic elements of like actually playing real instruments in real rooms. And like on Euphoria specifically, like I'm not a drummer, but I played the drums on that song because it was like primal and it was like feminine and I loved it. And I think for me, it was about capturing moments that truly felt like connection instead of like trying to make a like record or music. I was like, I just really want to enjoy this process, because in the past I haven't enjoyed recording music as much as people might have thought. Like I love writing the songs, I love playing the songs, but I'd been put in a lot of studios with people who didn't like the same music as me, and they were like, why don't you make different music? And I'm like, but I like this kind of acoustic, this is what I'm known for, I love this music. So it's almost like a returning to who I was on the first album, but just heightened, hopefully.
So what was one really, I mean, there were a lot, I guess, but a very memorable moment creating this album?
I think for me, getting on the plane to go and work with Jen DeSilvio, and basically there was a sort of industry person in my life who is not in my life anymore, thank God. But basically they were like, don't do it. Like, it's not a good idea. And I was like, I booked the flights in secret. We went to the airport in secret. We got on the plane in secret, flew out there. And he was like, where are you? And I'm just like, I'm in LA. And he's like, like, he was like angry that I was there. And I was just like, put down the phone. And I was like, I'm just going to go to the studio with Jen and like make the best music of my life and love it. Do you know what I mean? I think there was an element of rebellion and like people didn't necessarily want me to do it like this. And I was like, well, it feels right to me. And sometimes you need, a lot of people did champion me and a lot of really, really good people on my team. But there was just one person. And I think for me, getting to fight that actually gave this album the fire and the grit that I needed. Yes. I needed this. And I think it was really painful at the time, and I was doubting myself and I was lonely and it was really hard. But at the same time, it gave me the fire that I needed to come out the other side with an album that I'm like truly proud of.
Wow, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, how, I mean, you seem like a very confident person. Where do you
the eyes? Sometimes my eyes are
maybe.
I have my moments.
Where do you have that from? From your mom, or who gave you that very?
My mom and my dad are incredibly supportive, and they're very like championing of people's like artistic like creativity. Like if I had friends coming around when they were younger, they said they liked something. The next time they come around, my dad would have a pile of books on that thing, and he'd be like, "How can we help? Like with this, you know?" They're just, they're champions, especially of like it meant a lot as a young female writer for my dad to champion my songwriting and to say that I could do this, you know, without other people's help. He's like, you can write a song on your own that's good enough. And I'm like, wow. Well, he's like, that to change the world. I was like, oh my God, thank you. And if you hadn't have told me that, I wouldn't have believed it. So yeah, all the confidence I have is because of them. And I think, but the more I get to like go out into the world and do, I feel like what I'm meant to do on this earth, the happier and more confident I become. I think when I'm sat at home, like if I haven't toured or I haven't done music in a while, I get more shy and I get more doubtful. So actually getting to be in momentum again, releasing music again, touring again, it's like, that's my happiest place.
Yes. And also like connecting with people, right?
It is.
So
it's
every time, yes,
it
every
really
time
is.
I'm sick or like a long time at home alone.
Yeah.
I lose the connection. I need to talk to people.
It's
and
so
then
about
I'm
the
happy.
Connection. It honestly is. And I think music is, it's my favorite way to connect with people. And like playing shows, whether they were like tiny open mic nights in London, like 10 years ago, or like the big shows that we're about to do, or we've got to do, is like, it's the same for me. It is that connection, that human connection of like feeling like people see you and see like your soul. It's a beautiful thing to get to do.
Yeah, totally. It all started last year, Halloween, with the Wicker Woman.
Yeah.
And I have to say, this is still my favorite song of the album.
Oh, thank you.
Because when you released it on this Friday, I listened to it and I immediately put it in my playlist. Because,
oh, baby, thank you. That means so much.
Yeah, I really love that song. It gave me so much because this time I also wasn't like that confident.
Yeah.
I think it's also about winter, to be honest.
I know. There's
and
like
the darkness.
A dark sort of solstice, like pagan ritual about it. I think for me, it was just like the symbolism. I wrote it a while back, the main like, I'm a Wicker Woman. And I just realized, I was like, basically people don't realize how close you are to just like setting it all on fire. And like in a kind of good way, like not like setting yourself on fire, like just kind of like burning it to the ground. Like people don't realize that they can actually push you too far and you can be just like, no, like that's it. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, that was like, that's what I wanted to reignite in myself and be just like, you've literally put a lighter in my chest and I'm just like, I'm back. Like you don't realize what you've done. And that's what that song is. And I did it with Gender Silvio. And I think for me, like getting to release it on Halloween and like the kind of the pagan sort of goddess roots that celebration has meant a lot to me. And I think, yeah, hopefully we get to tour it more and it can grow into a bigger flame. Yeah,
I love that. So people, don't ever let other people put down your light and find it again. Maybe listen to this song and you will find it.
Yes.
I promise.
Yes.
Really love it. So the next song you're going to release is Wild Horse, I love as well.
Oh, I'm so happy.
It's super powerful. It has a lot of energy. Can you tell me in your own words what it is about?
Yeah. So this is another song that we were living in LA. I went to go and write this third album. And basically we just didn't know where to start. Like, we didn't know anyone. Like, we had like furniture on the floor. We were literally like a mattress on the floor. We didn't know anyone. We were like, what do we do? Like, I didn't have a label at the time and I was just like reaching out to people. And this incredible producer called Sam Dijon, who's done a lot of work with Gracie Abrams, he's like this lovely guy and he's like, come to the studio. Like, he's a Kiwi. He's like, come to the studio. We'll just like jam. And I'm just like, okay. And so we went to the studio and we were working together and I was like, he's just so open and lovely. And he was like, what's going on? I'm just like, I'm having a rough time, Sam. Aww. And he's like, I'm sorry to hear that, bro. I'm really sorry to hear that. He's like, what if we just like jammed it out and like found like what you need to find today in this song? And I had this mic and we were in the room and he's like playing guitar and like the drums are going. And I basically was just like stream of consciousness again. And I just was like, I want to be free from whatever this feeling is. I was like, I have felt so like constrained and this is not who I am. Mm-hmm. Like, I am more like creative and free and like flowing than this. And I've been so like caged and restrained for so long and told that I'm not quite good enough to do what I inherently love. I was like, no. And this is from people behind the scenes, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think for me in that moment, it just felt like this euphoric moment and we just captured it. And the vocal I sang in the room is the vocal that's on the record. And I think for me, I was like, I love it. And then I listened to it for ages as a demo and I was like, this is probably never going to come out, but I love it.
Yeah.
And it was weird and it's gone on such a journey to the point where now it's actually being released and we did some extra live drums and we added some extra like harmonies and we kind of polished it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's still in essence, the original, just like, I don't want to feel this like way anymore. I want to be free. Mm-hmm. And that was what this song meant to me. So I'm really excited that people are going to hear it.
Yeah, they're going to hear it. When does it come up? February?
It's coming out on February the 20th. And it's so interesting because I wrote this song almost 2 years ago to the day.
Oh, wow.
I literally got a Facebook, like a Google memory. And basically, it's so weird because the Chinese zodiac, like you were saying about zodiac, it's been the year of the wood snake, but we're coming into the year of the fire horse.
The fire horse is going to be a good one.
I know, I'm so excited. I don't know if it's just like an Aries. I'm so excited. And also my name is like Freya Ridings, like a horse, like it sounds like a pony. there's so many ways this is tied in together.
Yes.
But basically it's going to come out like 3 days after that Chinese New Year of the Fire Horse. And I'm like, yeah. I didn't plan that. That's just the universe. That's
that
not me.
That was the fucking universe.
I know.
I'm so serious.
I know.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. Oh my God. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So... super hard question.
Oh, yeah.
But do you have an advice for people who are like maybe not very confident right now, or maybe also in a toxic relationship? Could be a friendship, could be a romantic, whatever. What would be your advice?
That's such a big topic. And I think it is like the sort of insidious ways that these, you know, toxic relationships can sort of make you doubt yourself. And that is the darkest part. You almost have to fight yourself to remember who you were before them or to even see a glimmer of light in those moments. So I think for me, it's finding a way to put yourself in a state of like power and greatness, even like in secret. Like for me, like, you know, dancing like in my bedroom or in my kitchen at night, like, you know, when I was feeling like that was a tough time, that was what I did. Or like just trying to embody a different energy of like remembering your confidence. And I love like journaling, like dancing, like, I mean, speaking with people who light you up, and just really paying attention to like how they make you feel in your body. And then when you go back to that toxic person, like seeing how you feel then and just seeing the difference, I think was a really big thing for me. Like if someone makes you feel like you're gonna have a panic attack, they're not the person to be spending time with.
Not
Do you know
all.
What I mean? Leave that person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know it's very intricate and complex in relationships and only the two people in them really know what's going on. And I think you can do a lot of internal and external growth separately and maybe come back together. But I think if it's truly, just listen to how someone makes you feel. And I would, dance and journal and sing. That's what I would do.
Yeah. I think to just like let things out of your mind. Like,
like journaling, talk to a friend, like get it out of your mind.
Yes,
and
it
actually
has to go
like
out of
say
your
it.
System.
Because sometimes like, you're like, oh, that can't be true. Like that's how I'm feeling, but that can't be true. And then you talk to a good friend, or you journal, or you listen to a song, and you're like, wait, I think that is actually true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why it's so powerful.
100%. Let the emotions, let your thoughts out in this world.
Exactly.
Like that's why I love doing boxing.
You love boxing?
Yes.
Love that.
Because like all my angriness, I can put, sometimes I imagine even faces when I like, you know.
But it's such a healthy way, you know, you're not hurting anyone else. You're just like, you're expressing that anger healthily, and you're like getting it out of your system. It's a great workout, and it's like, bang, 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 you know?
Yeah. Super Stunning. Important. Yes.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about the future, and then unfortunately our interview is over.
Don't worry.
In a few days, you're going to New Zealand, right?
Yeah, we're going to New Zealand.
That's
and Australia.
So cool. I've never been there.
I've never been to New Zealand. I've been to Australia, but never New Zealand.
So my boyfriend is obsessed because he did a work and travel there when he was younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
nice.
I really want to see New Zealand. I think it's the nature is insane.
Oh my God, I know. And I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan. So like even the idea of getting to see like any of that is so cool. But we're about to go on tour with One Republic, who are one of my favorite bands ever.
Cool.
And growing up, Ryan Tedder was like my absolute hero. And now like he's a friend, and he's invited us on this incredible like arena tour around Australia and New Zealand. And the idea of getting to play these new songs in front of like, you know, 20,000 people every night, I'm kind of in awe. I'm in awe. And I've really like crafted it into a support show that I'm like truly proud of. And I'm just like, this is the beginning of getting to show this music.
Mm-hmm.
And Australian fans, like, I feel like they're very similar to German fans in a lot of ways. I feel like Australia and Germany were like, you guys, the first two countries that wasn't the UK that championed me, like properly championed my music, like early on. And it's the reason why I have the career like around the world that I do is because of, you know, Germany, Australia. So getting to come to Berlin and getting to go to Australia as the start of this promoting the third album is like, it's such a joy. Yeah. Feels like coming back to friends.
Yeah, that's so cool. Do you come to Berlin someday, like for a concert?
Yeah, 100%.
This year?
Yeah, 100%. We're planning the tour at the moment for the end of the year. So fingers crossed it happens in the end of the year or very early next year.
I want to see it to 100%. I'm going to be there.
Oh, I'd love to have you there. Yes. Thank you so much,
Phoebe. What else is going on? I mean, it's a lot already, right?
There is
a album
lot.
And stuff.
There is.
But what is maybe your theme for this year? What are your
My theme
goals?
For this year is so interesting. It's just to really like live intuitively and to like really listen to how I'm feeling, and basically if it's right for me, it'll feel right, and if it's wrong, it'll feel wrong. And I think just following my highest excitement and following my greatest joy instead of like focusing on the things I'm fearful of, I think that's my goal.
I love that. Like trust yourself.
Yeah.
People.
Trust your gut.
Yes.
Listen to your gut. It's not wrong.
I don't think so. Yeah. So one last question.
Yeah.
We have a promotion.
Oh yeah.
And it's called the Energy Money Hit. So when Energy people hear it in our program, they get €1,000,
wow,
which is quite a lot,
so
I would
cool,
say.
Yeah.
So if I gave you €1,000 right now,
yeah,
what would you buy? Like,
it's really tough because there's like a lot of shops downstairs and I really like skincare and makeup. Obviously €1,000 is a lot, but like you guys have good shops in Berlin. I was, yeah, like, ooh, these look nice. But there's also like some art shops that we walked past earlier and I was like, I'm renovating a house, which I'm very excited about, and it's an absolute mess. And I think getting to buy some art from Berlin to bring home would be really lovely. So probably a nice piece of art.
Okay, nice. I love that. Unfortunately, I don't have
€1,000. Don't worry, You gave me this cup of tea and it's orange and it's lovely.
Perfect. So Freya, it was such a pleasure to meet you and to talk to you. And
yeah,
I think you're an incredible woman.
Thank you.
Yes.
That means a lot, baby. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.